Well, in the Philippines, especially the very poor, this limits their access to education and also their access to employment. And my talk was specifically on reproductive health, and I linked this to poverty because from the studies we've made, we've seen that, well, young women who get pregnant in a country where sex is expected to take place only during the marriage end up stopping education, and then they just stay at home and raise their children. And since marriage doesn't come in until they're 18, in many situations they are also neglected or left by their partners.
How is the government responding to this problem?
Well, we have a new law, the Reproductive Health Law, and it has several programs to be implemented in the, well, urban poor communities. And there is, a mandate for local government units to upgrade facilities and to give information and education to all. And this is a big step because before the law, there were cities which refused to give information on family planning. We're not talking about abortion here, just family planning. And that depended on whether or not the mayor or governor was pro or anti-reproductive health. But with the law in place, then all local government units have to provide education to young people and to the public in general, and also provide subsidies for modern family planning methods.
You were talking about intersectional poverty. Can you explain to me what is meant by intersectional poverty?
So the same people who are poor are the same people who do not have access to education, to family planning methods, to employment. So it's the same group of people. And we've seen that young women are center here because, again, the fact that they get pregnant very early in their lives removes them from that group who have access to education and employment. So it affects all aspects of their lives.
How can the human rights be used as a framework in reducing poverty?
Again, my talk centered on reproductive health. Reproductive health is based on the right to health, the right to liberty, the right to privacy. In fact, it is a human rights issue. And if we recognize that reproductive health is a matter of choice, is a matter of deciding what to do with one's body and when to enter marriage or when to have children, which will have direct impact on how much resources we have. And in the Philippines, which is a relatively poor country, resources can be better spread around if there are fewer children or better spaced children, and also there will be better opportunity for education and employment.